comes the day of Hanukkah, you're not allowed to get benefit. When it comes to Ner Shabbos, you must get benefit. And what does that mean? You must get benefit. This is very, very interesting. Let's say there's a family that's invited out for Friday night meal. So what's going to happen? Mommy is going to light the candles, and they live, the host family Friday night lives, let's say, 3/4 of a mile away. And it's a little bit cool outside. So what's Mommy going to do? As she lights the candles, she's going to make a tanai. She's going to make a condition. And she's going to say, okay, I'm not accepting Shabbat until I get to the home where we're going to be eating Friday night. That being the case, what's going to happen? She's going to light candles, and she's going to get in the car, and she's going to drive to the host family. Everything is perfect. She'll have a wonderful meal, the whole family. They're going to walk home. By the time they walk home, the two little tea lights that she lit, but she didn't want to leave big lights in the house, are out. Or by the time she gets home, they're exhausted, and she's going to go to sleep. And so what's wrong with this picture? What's wrong with this picture is, oy, 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 Mommy lit the candles, and she nor anybody else got any benefit from it. It's very possible that that is a case of a bracha levatola. And what does that mean? It means the whole purpose of lighting Shabbos candles is that we are, underline that, we are to get benefit. And let's understand something. Until about 120 years ago, there was no electricity. Now try to picture eating completely in the dark on Friday night. That could be exceedingly unpleasant. There's no light coming from the outside. There's nothing in the inside. So the rabbi said, you must, M-U-S-T, light Shabbos candles. And that is to create shalom bayis, meaning it's much more pleasant in the home when you can see what you're doing. Wonderful. So therefore, again, when we are in that situation today, and mommy has to go get in the car, and she took upon herself to light and not accept Shabbos until she gets to the host, that's all fine. But she should light candles a few minutes earlier and sit down and maybe daven, learn something, read something by the light of those candles, and she'll have benefit therefrom. Let her enjoy the candles for a few moments and then let her go. But just to light and walk out, that's an absolute no-no. Their Hanukkah is just the opposite. Now let's remember, when did Hanukkah happen? Midway during the time of the second Pesach Mikdash. So we're talking about approximately 2,200 years ago. Maybe a drop more. Now watch. For 2,100 years, they didn't have electricity. Everybody, every single night, was lighting candles. So if you're going to light candles during Hanukkah, everybody lit candles. The whole world is lighting candles every night. What makes these candles different? Ah, Banish Tana. How different are these candles? Why? Because everybody else is lighting candles to benefit from the candles. And we are lighting candles that you're not allowed to benefit from. That's what makes Ner Hanukkah special. And that's why, interestingly, when we light Ner Shabbos, there is no statement that comes with Ner Shabbos, because it's natural for lighting lights to get benefit from the lights. But here, when we light the Ner Hanukkah, we make a declaration. These candles are literally holy or set aside for the mitzvah. And we're not permitted to benefit therefrom. So that declaration is so important because, again, it's such a different way of life. We can't even relate to it. because we are so dependent on electricity and having light all the time. So this is lighting a light where I can't get benefit at a time when everybody was lighting lights where you could get benefit. That is Ner Chanukah. Ah, now, why am I doing something different? Good, to remember the miracle, to remember how Hashem was with us in challenging times and is with us as well in challenging times. Just two other points. Number one, when you light your menorah, you never know what's going to be in a half an hour after you light it. And so it's good to keep in mind that maybe, should I need to, I'm going to be able to blow these candles out after half an hour if I have to leave the house and I don't want to leave it going. Because from the letter of the law, the candle has to be able to burn at least a half an hour. Now, under normal conditions, today especially, if you keep the candles, use larger candles, but keep it going in a place that more people outside will see the Ner Chanukah, wonderful. And interestingly, again, one last point, something very out of character for the Chafetz Chaim. If I were to ask anybody, give me a very gentle soul that lived in the past, you would probably say, oh, the Chafetz Chaim, and you're probably very right. And here in his Mishnah Brura, he writes something very interesting. You come home very late at night, and you haven't lit the Ner Chanukah, and you said to them, don't worry, don't light for me, don't include me in the house, I'm going to light my own menorah. You come home, and guess what? Everybody's asleep. Don't wake your mommy, don't wake your daddy. And if you have a sibling, that's what they're for. Hey, brother, hey, sister, come down for a minute. Why? Because this whole idea of the Chanukah is that somebody else should be benefiting from the candle. So if you live on a main thoroughfare, and when you light the candles at 2 in the morning, there will be cars passing by. Wonderful. If you live in a cul-de-sac, and most of the families are either sleeping or away, and therefore no one's going to see it, then the Shulchan Aruch, the Mishnah Berurah says, wake that brother, rather your sister, but whoever you wake, think about it. It's so fantastic that the whole idea is that Chanukah is number one. We share the miracle, Pursume Nisa. We share it with the outside world, and we share it with ourselves, and we remind ourselves that we are so very special. So just keep this in mind, and wait a second, one last thing. I can only tell you, why can't we get benefit from the Ner Chanukah? So one of the commentaries say, interestingly, that the bracha for reading the Megillah is Al Mikra Megillah. Why? Because the Rambam says in chapter 11 of Hilchos Brachos that for a rabbinic mitzvah you say Al. So if that's the case, the bracha should have been Al Hadlokas Ner Chanukah. Why is the bracha for that lighting the menorah lit, says the Raivad in his commentary in chapter 11 of Hilchos Brachos, something very special, that the bracha in the Mikdash when the Kohen lit the menorah was lehadlit, and we are bringing that Kedusha into our homes each and every night when we are privileged to light their Chanukah. Hence, the bracha is the hadlit, and not like the Megillah, Al Hadlokas Ner Chanukah. Enjoy.
Thank you.